Now, in East Providence, what did the numbers look like? What's the situation look like? Well, we're in trouble. It's not good news. We started off the year with our school committee presenting a budget that would result in an $8.7 million deficit. About $4.5 million of that, just shy of $4.5 million, represented debt that had already been accumulated. This $8.7 million, though, represented, or would represent, if it were financed strictly with the residential property tax, a supplemental tax increase over and above our city tax cap, $752 for the average household. If you think that sounds bad, just wait until we get into the situation a little bit more. That's just the immediate situation. It doesn't account for the real consequences of our practices in public finance in East Providence, which really result in the political system and its domination by the groups I had mentioned earlier. Our school committee has been very courageous, and I would argue fairly effective in doing some things, revolutionary things in Rhode Island that we haven't seen before. I think they've done it in a way that is fair and respectful to the interests of all concerned, despite how their actions may be portrayed in some circles. But they have been painstakingly careful to respect the law, collective bargaining rights of teachers and all workers, at the same time to try to show due regard for the interests of the taxpayers, but most importantly of all, the quality of education that we're providing for our students. The story isn't really publicly known yet what their vision for the future is, but there is one. Unfortunately, the domination of financial problems in the news and in what we talk about masks a vision, a hope of improvement of excellence that our new superintendent and the leaders of our school committee and the people working with them have for the future. I'm confident that when we get the financial situation straightened out, we will hear a lot more about this vision and what needs to be done in the future. They have implemented $3 million of personnel cost savings. Now, even with that, we still have a $1.2 million deficit, operating deficit in our budget this year. If no further action is taken, which we hope and do not think will happen, because our school committee has said that they are committed to operating within the law to eliminate our school deficit. But if no further action is taken, the average property taxpayer in these properties will still face a supplemental tax bill over $500, which we do not believe is acceptable. We're 5 months into the fiscal year now and waiting anxiously for the plan or a plan to close this year's budget gap. We're going to be active in promoting the emergence of such a solution very quickly, and we want all of you to know that we're going to need your help. We will be calling on you. We think in the East Providence Taxpayers Association that you'll be hearing about some interesting, innovative, and perhaps even novel strategies that we will be implementing to achieve this goal. But one of our major goals this year is to see our budget balance, to see our school district operate within the requirements of Title 16 of our city charter, of all the laws that require balanced budgets. But once this happens, we still have another significant problem. We have the problem of accumulated debt. If the budget is balanced this year, we'll still have about $5.5 million of debt to pay off, still leaving the tax, the average residential property taxpayer with a debt of about $480. From the taxpayer's standpoint, the resolution of this debt is a little bit more discouraging. We haven't heard a plan for resolving it yet, which is somewhat understandable. It's a difficult problem. But our school committee has filed a Carrillo lawsuit against the city and its taxpayers, which we believe remains an option for them to collect more money from the taxpayers. We believe this is unacceptable. It's an unacceptable solution. We are fighting it. And also, we'll be calling on you to assist us. I would also suggest that you will probably be, in the near future, hearing and seeing some more interesting counters to that threat to the taxpayers from the East Providence Taxpayers Association. So please stay tuned, keep your ears and eyes open. We will be calling on you. Now, that's the problem. We have this debt. We have the deficit. In terms of the deficit, there is a solution. The core problem we're facing, as I mentioned earlier, are the structural imbalances in our public finances. Excessively costly contracts, unaffordable contracts that are distorting our resource allocation. They're preventing needed public investments in school books, in technology for students, in maintenance of our school buildings, our roads, our bridges, and many other areas. So we need to correct this quickly. What we want to see in East Providence, because this debt has emerged as the result of illegal deficit spending in the past, and because we believe the taxpayers of East Providence have done their part, they have stepped up year after year and paid the maximum legally allowable tax increase, that this debt be resolved without any further expense to the taxpayers other than those that occur within our lawfully approved budgets, future budgets that are consistent with our city tax cap. So we believe that the school department debt needs to be paid from within future school department budgetary resources. As we've said, the school department has already absorbed $3 million of cost savings this year. That's difficult for any organization to absorb in any single year. And because we are reasonable people and we understand that, we would not oppose seeking some sort of financing mechanism that would allow us to pay our vendors who've been neglected, extremely unfairly. Their interests are virtually ignored. But we would support some financing mechanism to try to clear these arrearages in the school department's accounts payable immediately, while at the same time allowing us to perhaps spread the burden of the needed budgetary and contract adjustments over multiple fiscal years. We've just begun